60 seconds, 3 contestants, 1 prize. And the clock.
And the clock.
It's ticking.
It's ticking.
Oh, don't know. Guess.
Fast.
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 It's time to play Mooney's Wednesday Quiz.
Yeah, we didn't do it on Monday, we didn't do it on Tuesday. We are doing it, actually, this is early for us. Mooney's Monday Quiz is being played on Wednesday. Normally it's Thursday. We have to do it on Thursday because we can't do it on Friday because Richard and Aina look down their noses at me if we do the quiz on Friday, you know, being wildlife and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, Katrina is not here. She's AWOL. She's probably at another origami class and she's at level 6 at the moment.
Fabulous.
For those of you who are interested, she's gone on to life-size origami models. Some people don't believe this to be the case.
I know.
But believe me, she's fantastic at it. There is nothing that Katrina can't do with a piece of paper.
No, she's
now,
stunning.
So Sinead, or is it an origami model, is sitting in her place. Sinead, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Derek.
Now, you must have been devastated.
Oh, I was gutted. I was absolutely heartbroken. It was just, it was one
of
those.
And what about the match?
No, it was one of those things that you were watching and you just couldn't believe it was happening. That, you know, a game of that level would be so catastrophic. And I was reading some of the newspaper reports afterwards. And it's funny from what Nobu was saying in his report, but O Globo, which is the news organisation there, was saying that a climate of sadness had descended upon the whole country.
Yeah, for about 5 minutes. And then they continued with their carnival, as he reported. 30,000 people on the streets of São Paulo last night.
Quite incredible.
Watching the match on big screens. People who didn't have the money for tickets or who couldn't get tickets for the game. I was in another city anyway. I mean, there's big screens all over the place.
Yeah.
But people who were there watching it, and he said they just continued on with the carnival. They were very sad. Oh, yeah, it's very sad. Oh, it's very sad. Oh, yeah. Carnival!
No, that's the way.
And it was interesting last week with the Algerians as well.
Yeah.
They got beaten. They played their hearts out. Algeria didn't deserve to be beaten. Brazil deserved to be beaten last night.
Algeria didn't.
But again, the next day, when we caught up with Faisal in the Cafe Fontana on Camden Street, they were happy about how their team had performed and happy the other team had progressed. And they were very happy with the result. It's very interesting. You know, I think we'd be still beating ourselves up if we had been beaten last night, wouldn't we?
Well, yeah. I think it's happened with Germany as well. Let's not forget.
We weren't beaten by as many goals.
No, we weren't beaten by as many goals.
No, it was 6, it wasn't 7.
And again, like, it wasn't the semi-final of the World Cup. Can you imagine if Ireland were in the semi-final of the World Cup?
In your
home
country.
It would just be what we'd be living, eating, breathing. I mean, yeah, I can understand.
Subject to licence, Sinead.
Subject to licence, indeed. FIFA World Cup subject to licence.
Anyway.
Just thought I'd leave that moment of silence. Anyway, so because you've vested interest in Brazil, haven't you?
I do. My daughter is half Brazilian.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I was hoping that she might be awake to watch the match because she has been awake for all the matches that Brazil have won. Lucky little...
Have you got a little Brazilian jersey on her and all that kind of stuff?
Oh,
yellow jersey.
Yeah, I've got about 3 of them, I think, in different forms.
Oh, my God. So you're Irish, English and Brazilian in your
family.
Exactly. My goodness.
Yes.
Multicultural.
Very, very multicultural.
Well, it's bring it on, Sinead, is what I say. Anyway, let's meet our players. What's the prize, first of all?
The prize, it is fantastic. It's a 2-night weekend break for 2 people sharing one room in the 4-star Bridge House Hotel, Spa and Leisure Centre, and that's in Tullamore in County Offaly. Wonderful place. The prize includes breakfast on both mornings and dinner on an evening of the winner's choice. And runners-up today will get a hardback copy of a beautiful book. It's called Bird Habitats in Ireland, by Richard Nairn and John O'Halloran, and everyone who takes part in the quiz will get a Mooney Pride watch.
Now, you make all that sound so fascinating, interesting and glorious that I think tomorrow we're going to get you to read the death notices. Because you bring them to life, so to speak, in them, if you know what I mean.
If I could do that with the death notices.
You could, Sinead, you could. Anyway, I don't mean that in any disrespectful way, obviously, to anybody listening. Yeah. So who's player number one?
Player number one is Samantha Long, and she is from Terranure in Dublin.
Samantha, how are you this afternoon?
I'm great, Derek. How are you?
Now, your name is very familiar. Have you been on this programme before?
I have, and I met you at Mooney Tunes a few years ago as well.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I'm a big fan.
Uh-huh. Now, were you on the quiz before?
Yes.
Aha. Uh-huh. How long ago?
A year ago.
A year. And did you win?
I did.
Where did you go?
We went to the New Park Hotel in Kilkenny.
Yeah, and what did you get?
We got a family break for ourselves and the two children for two nights, and it was fabulous. It was really great.
Great. So you got back in again. How did you get past our Rottweiler on the phones to get on to play again? Did you tell them you'd been on before? Did they ask you?
No, I emailed Katrina and I said, "Hi, Katrina. I was listening to the show on the bus, and the intro just came on and said we're looking for players for the quiz." And I sent a one-line email saying, "Hi, I'm feeling lucky. Give me a call."
You lucky thing, because Katrina's nearly sharper than that. She normally cops the ones who've been on before. You might have been on a day when
clever.
She wasn't on before. Yes.
Yeah.
Because
we
remember
have,
names.
We have
good
a few
with
things
names.
In common, Katrina and I. We were discussing them yesterday.
Oh, do you do the origami as well?
No, I don't do origami. The things that her and I have in common is that we both hate high-heeled shoes, and we were both born in Dublin and brought up in the Northwest.
Oh, you poor thing. and you clearly haven't got over that you find yourself discussing with RTE reporters, researchers on the phone, this kind of awful thing of being brought
I'm
up
fine.
In the Northwest. And where do you live now?
In Terranure in Dublin. So I'm from Dublin originally, spent some time in Sligo and back to Dublin.
All right, so it's a bit of the Paul McCartney about you and the Beatles, the long and winding road.
Yeah, long something like that.
And winding road that. Come on, sing it, Samantha.
Leads me to
your door.
To your door.
Come on, keep going.
Don't leave me standing here. I can't remember
the road
Derek.
Before. It's
a
beautiful
song.
It is.
Yeah,
you've got a lovely voice. For a girl,
in
for a woman,
shower,
for
yes,
a person who can't sing professionally. You really, you sing in the shower.
Yes.
We had a singing in the shower competition a few
really?
Months ago. Yeah. Mm. And it was very interesting because Red Hurley happened to be in as a guest one day and he agreed to sing in the shower. Now, me and Brenda, I have to say, were both taken aback when he took off all his clothes.
Forgive me if I don't picture that, Derek.
Well, they call him Red Hurley. And we were saying, me and Brenda were saying, you don't have to take your clothes off. You know, we can pretend you're in there. No, no, he insisted, didn't
I know,
he, Brenda?
He was. He was very eager and enthusiastic.
Very enthusiastic.
Yeah.
He stood there in the all
good.
Together.
Yeah.
So he did, so to speak. Anyway, what are you doing today?
I'm relaxing at the moment. My little 5-year-old daughter has gone on a play date. My son is gone to Clara Lara with our summer project, mm-hmm. and I'm one of the organisers of the summer project, so I'm having a day off from the summer project. I'm doing 9 days out of 10, and this is my day off.
Well, you deserve a day off.
Mm.
Well, let's see
Thank
if we
you.
Can give you another weekend breakaway, and it's a terrific prize. Are you ready? You've nobody to help you then, I take it. You're on your own.
No, I'm better with the clear head down here in the sitting room. I'm grand.
All right, and you know you got to say pass as quickly as you can, because
okay.
I've noticed the contestants, even after how many years is it?
Oh,
eight
gosh.
Something 7 years
Four
we've been doing
ten.
This quiz. It doesn't matter. Anyway, the point is they still kind of linger. You should just
okay.
say pass. If you don't know the
All
answer
right.
say pass. You might get the next question. 60
okay.
seconds for Samantha Long on the clock starting from now. Which of these creatures can hold its head furthest from the ground? A gorilla, a giraffe or a rhinoceros?
A giraffe.
Neymar is a World Cup footballer with which team? Brazil or Argentina?
Brazil. He's sick.
Can you tell me who is singing this summery song?
Madonna.
How does 20 past 6 appear on the 24-hour clock?
1820.
What was the surname of Wild West outlaw brothers Frank and Jesse?
James.
The WHO is the World
Health Organization.
Can you tell me who is singing this chart song?
I need you, darling, come on, set the tone.
What do you collect if you're a philatelist?
Stamps.
In Peter Pan, how many hands does Captain Cook have?
One.
What sort of chart presents data seen as slices of a circle?
Pie chart.
In which country is the Ganges a sacred river?
India.
What are dried to make prunes?
Figs.
What was the name of Pierre Curie's scientist's wife?
Marie.
You did very well.
We'll see you in
It won't
few
be
minutes.
A case of Larry Gogan saying they didn't suit you. It seems like they did suit you, but we'll check in just a moment.
I think I got figs wrong, but we'll see about that.
Well, you did get it wrong.
I did, yeah.
But it was a brave attempt.
Or something, is it?
I think you got something else wrong as well. But anyway, we'll check. Well, you mightn't have. I might be wrong. Oh, no, you didn't. You only got one wrong, I think. Anyway,
okay.
We'll come back and check. Hold on.
Don't hang up. Okay.
No, I guess I said that wrong, didn't I? It's hang on.
Hang on. Don't hang up.
Yeah. You're clearly a person who listens to this programme far too often. All right, let's move on to player number two. Who's player number two?
Player number two is Adrian Mooney, and he is from Turlochmore in County Galway.
Hello, Adrian. How are you?
Hi, Derek. How are you doing?
You're not Adrian Mooney. Has anything to do with the K Club?
No.
All right.
Unfortunately.
I went to school with an Adrian Mooney who now works with the K Club. So what are you doing with yourself?
I work with the HSE as an outreach worker, the drug service.
Oh, very good. And what do you do with the drug service then in that case, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I do a needle exchange and I work sometimes in a methadone clinic, depending.
Very important work.
Yes, I'd say that.
Absolutely, I totally agree. And in fact, I'd go as far as to say life-saving work in some cases.
In some cases, yeah. It can be rewarding.
But I imagine a bit stressful at times.
But it's real. That's, I suppose, the thing about it.
Yeah, very different. I mean, we're sitting here in our cosy little studio, subterranean. We're below ground level and we don't see any of that. And you're out dealing with it on a daily basis.
Yeah, well, it's good.
Yeah, now the impression people have, of course, of people who have addictions is a very negative one normally. But they're people just like everybody else.
No, a lot of genuine people just caught up in addiction. That's
fall into situations.
Exactly.
You wouldn't wish it on any of your family members.
Not at all, no.
And tell me, are you married? Do you have a partner?
Yeah, I'm married to Josephine, two daughters, Rebecca and Therese, who are probably listening at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and who's going to be 18 on July 20th?
Rebecca is going to be 18.
Happy birthday, Rebecca! And she's just completed her leaving cert.
She has.
And what's she going to do with herself?
She hopes to be a teacher of geography and Irish. That's the plan.
Yeah, so well, good luck to Rebecca. Hopefully she will do well. Now, do you play Ga or something like that, I'm told?
Yeah, I'm involved with the local hurling club. I'm the chairman of the hurling club and I do a bit of refereeing as well.
Oh, God, then you must have a thick skin.
I wouldn't say that, no.
Oh, well, they must give you some abuse. They don't always say,
"Ref,
that was the best decision ever. Congratulations." Yeah. Only you could have seen it that way.
I'm afraid it doesn't work like that.
No, I know. Anyway, look, today our referee is Sinead. She doesn't have a whistle, and I don't know where my bell is, but anyway. She will be deciding whether or not you are in play or out of play. Are you ready?
Yeah,
60 seconds on the clock, starting from now. Thomas Mueller is the World Cup football...
Germany.
Yeah. In which ocean is the US state of Hawaii?
Atlantic.
Can you tell me who is singing this summery song?
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
To get past Portcullis, would you go over it, through it or under it?
Over it.
Which part of London, famous for its carnival, shares its name with a Hugh Grant movie?
Notting Hill.
What colour can go before Admiral, Card and Flag?
Red.
Can you tell me who's singing this chart song? Papyrus was an early form of what everyday item?
The which?
Papyrus.
Don't know, sorry, pass.
How many years have you been married if your silver anniversary is 2 years away?
23.
What is always the second line of a knock-knock joke?
Who's there?
What part of his body did the painter Van Gogh cut off?
Ear.
Who wrote the children's story Matilda?
Pass.
Leonardo DiCaprio, and I have to ask you this one because I stumbled over some of the questions. Leonardo DiCaprio starred in The Man in the Iron?
Mask.
Alrighty, so we gave you that question because I stumbled over a few of the earlier ones which slowed you down. So my apologies for that, but we hope that last question made up. Well done to you. Hang on, don't hang up. Sinead, who's player number three?
Our final player today is David Pepper from Gorey in County Wexford.
David, how are you today?
Hello, Derek. Very well, thank you.
Very nice to talk to you. Where are you from? Wexford? Are you from the UK? Where are you from?
Yeah, I'm from Crouch End in North London.
Ah, from Crouch End. I've passed it on the bus.
Oh, good man.
Only on the bus. I've never got off at Crouch End. What do people do in Crouch End? How did it get its name? Do you know?
It's a disease chickens get. No, I'm only letting on. No, it's just a Crouch. I think it's a hill. It's a hill end, I think it means something like that.
Oh, I see. Okay, right. And where do you live now?
Well, I'm just living near Court Town here in beautiful Gorey.
Well, Gorey is beautiful, yeah. And are you working down there as well?
No, I work in Wicklow Town. I'm a teacher up in Wicklow Town in a primary school.
Oh, very good. What's the school? You might as well say hello to them and all that kind of stuff. Well, they're off. Are they off at the moment, kids?
Yeah. They're all off, yeah.
They're all off now,
trust me.
Yeah, it's called the Holy Rosary. It's called the Holy Rosary National School up there in Wicklow Town.
Very good. So are you at home today then in that case? You're on your little holliers as well?
I'm home today. Yes, Derek, I'm home today.
Anybody to help you?
Nobody to help me, no.
Oh, dear. Well, listen, we wish you the very best of luck indeed. Are you sitting or are you crouching? Which are you doing now?
I'm kneeling.
Well, it is the Holy Rosary School, isn't that the one? That's where one should be. Anyway, 60 seconds on the clock, starting from now. Lionel Messi is a World Cup footballer with which team, Argentina or Brazil?
Argentina.
How would you get a note out of a bassoon?
You'd blow.
Can you tell me who's singing this summery song?
Serving USA.
You'll Beach Boys.
What was the first name of the brilliant inventor Einstein?
Albert.
The Big What was a movie classic with Lauren Bacall and Humphrey Bogart?
Sleep.
Michael Flatley became known as the Lord of the...
Dance.
Can you tell me who's singing this chart song? The island of Majorca belongs to which country?
Spain.
What sort of creature was the villain in the blockbuster Jaws?
A shark.
How many months are there in 10 years?
120.
Which of these countries is the farthest south, India, Japan or New Zealand?
New Zealand.
A Mustang is a wild what?
Horse.
What was the New York City known as, and before, I'll ask it again, what was New York City known as before 1664? Sorry.
I think it might be New Amsterdam.
All right, dear, well done, you're very well. Don't hang up. Hang on,
thank
have
so
we
much.
Time for the break, Anna? How long is the break? We wait till after the news and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, back to Mooney's Wednesday quiz. Sinead, the right and the wrong answers, please.
The right and the wrong answers. Our first player today was Samantha Long from Taryn Yore. She got 11 out of 13, the two that she got wrong. The chart song that we heard was by Ed Sheeran. And What a Dry to Make Prunes. It was indeed plums. I think she answered figs for that one. Our second player was Adrian Mooney from Turlock Moor in County Galway. He got 7 right and 6 wrong. The ones that he got wrong. In which ocean is the US state of Hawaii? That's the Pacific. The summary song was by Frank Sinatra. To get past a portcullis, you would go under it. I think he said over it. The chart song was by Coldplay. Papyrus is an early form of what everyday item? Paper. And who wrote the children's story Matilda? That was Roald Dahl. Fantastic story.
Nursery Crimes and Beastie Tales.
Indeed.
My favourite ever. In fact, the only one I've ever read.
Amazing,
I mean, book, that is.
Writer.
Go on.
And our final player today was David Pepper in Gorey from County Wexford / Crouch End. And with a massive score of 12 out of 13, he only got one wrong. And that was the chart song, which was All of Me by John Legend. So our winner today...
My favourite song.
Is David Pepper from Gorey.
Well, David,
Wexford.
Well done to you. Congratulations.
I won!
Well, it's a nice prize, David, but like, it's not 20 grand. I mean, it's a lovely prize.
It's a beautiful place to stay, all right.
Can you get David to say goal?
Yeah, you'd be good at saying goal, David. Yeah. So, in the count of three, David, 1, 2, 3, go!
Goal!